For God will write it in my heart, November 17. I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. There is not a commandment of the law that is not for the good and happiness of man, both in this life and in the life to come. In obedience to God's law, man is surrounded as with a hedge, and kept from the evil. The law given upon Sinai was the enunciation of the principle of love, a revelation to earth of the law of heaven. It was ordained in the hand of a mediator, spoken by him through whose power the hearts of men could be brought into harmony with its principles. God had revealed the purpose of the law when he declared to Israel, "Ye shall be holy men unto me." The new covenant promises, "I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them." While the system of types which pointed to Christ as the Lamb of God that should take away the sin of the world, was to pass away at his death, the principles of righteousness embodied in the Decalogue are as immutable as the eternal throne. Not one command has been annulled, not a jot or tittle has been changed. Those principles that were made known to man in paradise as the great law of life will exist unchanged in paradise restored. When Eden shall bloom on earth again, God's law of love will be obeyed by all beneath the sun.